Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Middle linebacker, bald, nuts.
Perfect man, still searching.
Yeah.
Bald nuts. Mark Norman in the studio Friday. Comedian Mark Norman, also comedian Sean O'Brien, going to stop in tomorrow. Comedian Nick Allen is here today.
And comedian Mark Norman will be on Conan tonight.
We had Danny Trejo on earlier, in case you missed that. It's on the podcast. Great dude, funny guy, and he was as good as we expected he'd be. He was fun.
He was cool.
And Craig's in the house. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcasting on Stitcher and iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. They're streaming, all that stuff. It's out there. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Yeah, those are going to be good shows at the Funny Bone this week.
Yeah, I heard he's funny. And Craig.
Wow.
Shaking your head.
Yeah.
You shake your head. I don't even know what it is.
Well, just looking at an article here.
Mm-hmm.
At Green Rush Daily, and
not my
okay.
My Siri asked.
All right, and there they say that medicinal marijuana legal in 30 states, recreational marijuana.
What is it with you people and reefer?
30 states
legal in a handful of states.
Now we're sitting in one of the last ones.
Yes. Yep. Legal weed industry rakes in sales between $4 and $7 billion annually.
Hey, out here in the fields, we fight gay marriage and legal weed. Out here in the fields.
Legal weed between $4 and $7 billion annually.
There you go. But that's blood money.
And that's not even legal throughout the country. You throw in the black market sales,
right?
And they say that's about $50 billion a year.
Keeping people employed.
Why would you want to tax that money?
Yeah.
Now then, industries,
evil.
Popular industries that are bringing in that are bringing in or moving around fewer than $50 billion a year. Popular things that we have,
and they're doing fewer than $50 billion
that are less than $50 billion, less than $4 and $7 billion. Girl Scout cookies. They sell about $800 million. Dollars worth of those things every year.
And they're really good when you're high,
and they're
too.
Really good, but more money spent on weed.
Of course.
Erectile dysfunction pharma. $2 billion a year is what we spend on that. Going to the movie theater, about $11 billion.
Man, weed is kicking all these major industries' ass.
The NFL, about $13 billion. Gambling, $34 billion. So weed more than that.
When does the right realize they're missing a cash crop? Because they used to be about money, the right, but it's always been about morality, and you know weed.
Yeah.
And Jeff Sessions said no good person smokes weed.
If you're going to run down the cash crops, the top 10 cash crops of every state, marijuana's going to be among – marijuana's in all 50 of them.
Right.
Among the top 10.
Progressives always win. Unfortunately, they fight tooth and nail to keep people from it.
It takes forever.
It takes forever, and we're living in one of those
right.
forever
Whether
states.
Whether it's legal or not, people who want to get their weed are going to get their weed. So you can either make tax money off it, or all the money can go to the weed dealer.
Yeah, so, anyway, it could be going to schools and roads.
Tell Ben says
police.
That.
So that's what you're doing. You're just helping out the weed
Rick
dealer.
That, right.
The black market weed dealer thanks you for not making it legal in this state. Right. Or if you live in a state where it's not legal.
There's not even medicinal in this state.
No.
The alcohol industry thanks you as well.
Yes. The wait seems to take even longer when you're baked.
Yeah.
See, like the street weed dealer in Colorado really isn't happy right now because he has to cut his prices.
Of course he
does.
To
be competitive with the recreational
dispensaries. Which is good. You want it to be taxed.
I mean, it's great for the consumer.
Right.
I've wondered what I would do in that position if it became legal here. Would I keep going through my girl, or would I just go to the store? Probably both.
You'd probably do both.
Yeah.
Because edibles are available at the store.
You'd want to keep your guy in business, and
You know, he said girl, by the way.
Oh, it's just
Or guy, girl. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
You have a girl, that's
and sometimes it's just convenient.
No,
You're going to go to the cheaper place.
Well, I still think that you guys are think that every. I think there'll be people that want to just go buy it legally because it's there. I don't think they're going to go. I think there will be people that don't call their guy
there are
anymore.
Some people,
they'll
we
just walk into the damn store.
Yeah, there are some people that'll do that, but we're talking about Nick specifically.
I know Nick specifically. I get it. You know, he's not rolling in cash. I get that. But I think your average guy that has a couple bucks is going to go to the damn store.
And with the store,
you guys included. Yeah. I think if there was a if it was recreational in Omaha. And there was a store, literally, we live in an industrial area. Or this station is right near a place where it might be a store because there's little strip malls all around here. You would easily just go right to that store.
Could I get it for a third less if I went somewhere else?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I'm asking you, cutoff point?
Would that guy sell it as cheap?
What's the cutoff point to where you would not go to a shop? You'd go to the. You'd go to your neighbor.
All depends on what kind of money you have.
Yeah, that depends upon
If you need to save $40 and some other guy doesn't need to save $40, let's say $30. I mean, I'm just saying you would just go there.
It depends upon how much you have to chase your guy.
I just think that you guys are your own worst enemy sometimes, potheads. Because you want legalized weed, but then you'd say, well, I still go to my guy, it could be cheaper.
Yeah, but I like her.
I like her. What if she opens up her own store then?
Well, of course I'll go there.
Okay.
But with the store also, remember, you got to plan ahead. You can't call the store at 3 a.m. when you're in the garage and you're out.
You ride your bike show.
I know I'm making 3 o'clock phone
calls. I'm just saying convenience is better for everybody. Convenience and, by the way, it being legal. Is
well,
cool.
I'd go to the store.
You still don't want to
get
busted for weed. Think about it. If you got busted for weed, it would still suck, Craig. I know the penalties are not much.
It would still suck.
It would still suck, especially at your job.
You know what sucked the
even
most?
Even this job.
The thing that would suck the worst is they take away your weed.
Right.
There's that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you got to call your
guy. Then you got to go find some more.
but there are people. With stores, you could just go get more at the store.
Right. And it's not illegal. Right.
Yeah, well, then they're not
going to... I think
if you have a store where you can buy it, they're not going to bust you in the first place.
That's true.
Right. That's what I mean. Right. There's no legal... Then it's legal. So you want it to be legal in every state. So you have to take away that whole illegal thing.
Take away the whole...
You know, because I walk in and buy... I never had to call a guy for a beer. Hey, dude, I'm coming over. You got a six-pack for me? You know, you just...
The moonshine.
Yeah, once I was 21, I got beer.
When's the moonshine getting
Thank
here?
You. So if you once it gets to be legal, when weed gets to be legal and 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years down the road, people aren't going to be finding their buddies. They are just going to go to the store because we're not going to stills anymore. We're not going to the guy that brewing his own beer or speakeasies.
We're not.
So I think old school guys like you guys will still think of that your girl or your dude.
Consider it.
But the future will be just people going to stores. And the dealer, including illegal stuff from Mexico, will be done. Because they'll be growing it here, and you'll be smoking it here.
Not if we live in the middle of the country.
Well, no. I'm talking about once it is. Granted, nowhere it's going to be. Not with the people we vote in.
Come to this fantasy world with us, Todd.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Dream a little.
Yeah, come to the fantasy world where it's legal everywhere. And the only way it's going to be legal everywhere is like gay marriage, national.
They don't have to go national.
National.
Well, once it is, we'll have been decomposing for years.
Oh, you're right. In this state? Oh, hell yeah. You know why? It's a good life. We're better than most.
Right.
Those douchebags we vote in.
You get high, you might want to dress up for Halloween.
Oh, that's right.
We don't
grow. Or not work in the fields.
Marijuana in our fields.
We don't smoke the wacky tobacco.
Yes, you do. It's the ninth biggest cash crop.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are growing that weed wearing Halloween costumes.
We're still trying to sue Colorado because they sell weed.
Is that still going on?
Probably.
Have they finally given that up?
Well, they keep getting rejected, so they might have given it up.
Good. What a freaking waste of time that was.
Didn't matter.
I've gotten to the point where I like the politicians I disagree with waste their time. Like, I would hope that Ricketts just keeps doing that, that occupies so much of their time that they can't look around at other stuff and be like, well, let's screw this guy over.
Well, he's trying to screw education
over. They have people
right
for
now.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to take away millions for education in the state.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Pew data reveals that multiracial and multi-ethnic babies have increased three times over since 1980.
Good.
The research shows that one in seven infants in the United States have each parent from a different race in 2015.
Yeah, you're right.
This data correlates to the 7% rise in intermarriage among people of different races, also studied by Pew in 2015.
This is why America ain't great anymore.
We ain't white.
The largest portion of multiracial babies? Which two halves?
Black and white.
No.
No.
Asian and white.
You got half of them, right?
Asian and white.
Latino and white.
There you go. Hispanic and white. Half Hispanic, half white, 42%.
Yeah, but that's not interracial. There are people who think that.
Well, that's what Pew...
You're dating a Mexican guy? Oh,
that's
no big
what
deal.
Pew
dating a black guy? Oh, my God.
Pew is considering that multiracial.
It is. Of course it is. I'm talking about people think that way, though. Oh, right, she's just an Asian girl? Okay. You brought home a black girl. First of all, how'd you get that? My wife watches that stupid Bachelorette, and it was on because I didn't want to go in the bedroom to watch something else. So I'm sitting there reading a magazine. I keep glancing up at it. She's watching on DVR yesterday afternoon. It's a black Bachelorette. And all these guys are complete douchebags, both black and white. But I said to keep saying, I keep watching this. She's going to pick a black guy. I said, there's five or ten black guys. There's five black guys left and five white guys left. All good-looking, regular douchebag, 25-year-old dudes. And I said, she's going to pick a black guy. I said, you know she is. She's playing with the white guys, but she's going to pick a black guy. The black girls don't like us. What's up, ladies?
There's a deficiency.
That could be
a shortcoming, if you will.
That could be it.
I'm falling a little short.
That could be it. I forgot about that.
Just let me get through this one.
You don't think the guy who frowns upon the mulatto is going to frown upon a half Hispanic, half white baby? Of course he is.
I want to say half Hispanic, half Asian. I don't think that guy. I still think there are degrees of racism. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't know. Does he speak English?
I still think there's degrees of racism among rednecks, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you could survey a redneck and they'd tell you which race they hate the most.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In descending order.
Yeah, they've got the list.
Let's just call them a racist.
But that's not something that you wanted to do last night.
No.
Surveying the redneck.
No.
Or the racist. Let's say survey the racist.
Yeah.
Because there are rednecks that aren't racist.
You're absolutely right. Right. Yeah.
Put that cookie list together first.
Yeah, I don't want to. I was not surveying the racist last night.
No, I don't want to do that either. I don't want to call anybody. I don't want to call anybody and talk to anybody about anything.
No. How do you feel about the hip hop?
New poll says that 6 in 10 Americans believe that the President Trump fired former FBI Director James Comey in order to protect himself.
And the other four don't know what they're talking about.
61% of people questioned think that Trump fired Comey to protect himself, not for the good of the country. More than half, 56%, think Trump is trying to interfere with congressional and Justice Department investigations into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election. This is an ABC News, Washington Post poll out this morning.
Yeah, they're all good numbers for us lefties. But I got a better poll, not concerning politics. It's actually kind of fun. I was reading this off the air.
This doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to the base. No, no.
No, it's just saying what people think. What the outcome's going to be, we don't know.
No, we don't know that.
No.
But here's the deal. I know you still like wrestling right there, Nick, don't you?
Wrestling?
Yeah.
I pay attention to it because my kids...
Got it. So you're not really into that.
Whatever,
but we know some guys are. I think you looked... Yeah. Since 2000 to now, the year 2000 to now, wrestling fan, that kind of wrestling, the fake wrestling, the median age has almost doubled. In 2000, median age of viewers was like 27 or 28. And now it's 54.
What?
Why? Because kids think it's stupid, and the guys we know are all pushing 50 that love this crap.
Still into it.
Yeah, still into it. It's up to 54.
Oh, yeah, because they would have been in their mid-20s when it made
it. But it also means, Todd, that nobody younger is watching that crap anymore. If it went from 28, it's not good for WWE
at all.
That's
not good for them at all.
No.
No. Yeah, that changes the advertising.
I just read that today. I thought, what's a crazy stat? Doubled? The median age doubled in 17 years?
But it makes sense. Do you know anybody younger than that that's talking about
wrestling? No, all of our buddies, Tony, Donnie, all those guys are in their mid upper 40s now.
Yeah.
They're all into that crap.
Yeah, don't call.
And how long before your son lost interest?
He lost interest 5 years ago and he's 12. So he's been done with that for a while.
My youngest is into it, but he's 8. But my 13-year-old is just like, wrestling drifted. Is coming.
Right.
In the fall, I'm like, he's going to go, but he's not like
into it.
He hasn't been watching it in a long time. He's into football now.
Yeah, my son, for a year or two, he was into that, and I went to them one of those. And I got no problem with it. I've never been into it, actually. But except in college, I used to get high and watch him with my roommate.
I'm glad there was a reason. Some Andy Kaufman.
That was more.
I'm glad your kid's into football, Nick, but really a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. Come on. I just thought that was a crazy stat, man.
What a front runner.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Is he a Preds fan yet? Tell him to hop on the bandwagon.
Right. Yeah.
Plenty of room.
No, he's decided to go all Boston.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah, because of the Patriots, right?
He wants one of those shirts that has like all the logos on the thing.
Of all the Boston teams.
They messed with the wrong city.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't get a start.
Sorry,
on
I
that.
Couldn't help myself.
You're right. Because all the other cities are pussies.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
No.
They wouldn't have been able to.
And New York, 9/11 pussies.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing like Boston Strong.
That's right.
That's like.
Wrong city. Boston Strong is like retard strong. Nothing beats that.
Yeah, we know that's strong. That is strong. And Todd said that. But I laughed.
That's beyond Jim Strong.
Relax, people. That's a joke. That's a compliment,
that
actually.
A
it is.
It's also a compliment because it is strong.
That's not even ripped beggar guy
No.
And I think nobody's saying that word anymore. I think it has more weight when it is said now, and it's funnier when you hear it.
I think it has more weight now when you say it in a proper context, like Todd just did.
Yeah.
So we're calling that proper now, huh?
That's proper, because it's a positive thing.
Proper.
It's a positive thing.
Yes.
You know? We'll go with that.
Yeah, there are more effective uses of it,
mm-hmm.
and I like to think I used it effectively there.
Yeah.
And positively.
Yes.
I've been trying to swear less when I drive. Just watch, because I've been bad about swearing in front of the kids. I called some lady an old hag yesterday. I don't even know where that came from. I haven't heard anybody say hag.
That's still a fine one, though, I think.
Yeah. Old biddy is a good one, too.
I heard it's funny. I wish I could credit the comedian. I was listening to some comedy on the radio the other day, stand-up stuff, you know. And I heard a guy say, I've been trying to swear less. He goes, I think I'm too comfortable with swearing. The other day I told my doctor I don't F with cheese anymore, but he says the word, and it's just a great, it's tough to say the bit without actually saying the word, but it was a great line. The guy goes, how you eating? Well, I don't F with cheese anymore. And then it was a great line, because that would be that you start swearing too much. You just swear there for no reason.
Yeah.
You know.
That's definitely not a medical term.
No, not at all.
To the doctor.
No, but that shows he's comfortable around his doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
In Ogden, Utah, the minor league baseball team there was apparently had an announcement of an hourglass appreciation night.
Is that for bodies?
Yeah. The Salt Lake Tribune reported that a news release for the event referencing women's bodies disappeared from the Ogden Raptors website a couple of days ago.
Utah's freaky, man. They love their porn in Utah, man.
Yeah.
The announcement said a different woman would appear each half inning and pose for pictures with fans during a game August 11th.
Sounds interesting.
The release promised gorgeous women whose curves rival those of any stud pitching prospect. The Raptors apologized for the news release and said the promotion was not approved or scheduled by club ownership or management.
They meant a curveball. They didn't mean the pitcher was curved.
I was going to say, and the pitchers aren't exactly good.
Oh, see, the article.
That pitcher's got a great curvy body.
I read said they were originally going to do it on 8/8 because it looks like an hourglass.
Oh.
And why don't we bring some chicks in that have the hourglass figures, and that would be That'd be a great promotion.
Yeah, this one says 8-11, so I don't know about that.
Well, they do. What's the craziest thing they do at your particular minor league park there, Craig, you go to check out the Omaha Storm Chasers there?
Bark in the park. Bring your dog.
Bring the dog? Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. They do
today.
That in Pittsburgh, too, actually, Major League Park.
Do they?
Yeah.
I think that's today, even.
Bring your dog to the game?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's cool. Really selling it.
Pooping in the outfield.
Well, people love it, actually. People love Bark in the Park, and you can do that today.
All right.
Is that better, Bush?
I gave you a nice one.
That was better. All right. That was better. The first time, you didn't sound like you were really into it.
No, he didn't.
Bark in the Park.
Are you calling that game today?
No, okay. Tomorrow. I'll be there, though.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to hold out for pear night.
Can you bring your dog up in the booth?
I don't know. I don't want to take my dog up in the booth.
Took my dog to the booth last night.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of room up there.
Not a lot of room in the dog. Plus it poops.
Let him run loose in the field.
Oh, Jesus. He's yelling on the microphone. Smells like crap up here. All right.
And the dog's here.
At Nick Allen's is his Twitter handle. Our buddy Nick Allen. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Take care of yourself. We got later this week.
Sean O'Brien's going to join us tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Mark Norman
on Friday.
But watch Mark Norman on Conan tonight.
We had Danny Trejo on earlier, too. If you missed that great conversation with Danny Trejo and the podcast on Stitcher and all that kind of stuff.
Danny Trejo's show is called Man at Arms, Art of War, and it premieres tomorrow night on the El Rey Network. Check your local listings.
Have a great weekend. Well, that's for drinking purposes. That's for drinking purposes.
Yeah, the weekend starts tonight.
No, we talked about it earlier. I'm just trying to help us drinkers. My drinking starts today for the next five. Yeah. Once you hit the limit, you just start a new week. Does that work, Craig?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So once you hit
there's 100 weeks this year.
120 by my count.
All right.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.